910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Declaring his appointment illegal, a Trump-appointed federal judge threw out special counsel Jack Smith's classified documents case against former President Trump. Jack Smith says he will appeal.
Even though Trump's lawyers obviously have argued all these motions to dismiss, they knew that the charges that Trump was facing there were really bad. The only way out of this was for Trump to win re-election or for the judge to just throw this out. So they certainly got what they wanted, a massive victory.
ABC's Catherine Falders. Some previous questionable rulings by the judge have been overturned on appeal. He has a running mate, the former president tapping Ohio freshman Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential candidate. The venture capitalist wrote Hillbilly Elegy. More than 300,000 homes and businesses in Chicago without lights and air conditioning after widespread severe weather, including multiple tornadoes. No word on injuries. This is ABC News. ABC's Daria Albinger says there are more signs inflation is headed in the right direction.
The Federal Reserve said it was only a matter of time before it would cut interest rates. But with persistent inflation, the central bank has had to delay doing that.
We wanted to have greater confidence that inflation was moving sustainably down toward our 2% target.
Chair Jerome Powell speaking at the Economic Club of Washington.
What increases that confidence in that is more good inflation data. And lately here, we have been getting some of that.
But Powell didn't say just when a cut could come. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Loggers in Kenya are destroying the country's mangroves, which protect against weather extremes and provide habitat for all manner of wildlife. Conservation-minded Kenyans are trying to protect the mangroves on the country's Indian Ocean coastline by placing beehives in them. Now the bees are ready to sting unsuspecting loggers. They also aid pollination, and the honey can be sold. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where WBZH, The Buzz, and Civic Media come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call WBZH The Buzz today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention after being shot in the ear Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is still planning to deliver a speech at the RNC on Thursday night. However, he told the Washington Examiner that he has completely rewritten his speech after Saturday's events. The Secret Service said in a Sunday briefing that there will be no changes to security plans at the RNC. If you own a well on your property, the DNR says you should test your drinking water after all this rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff can introduce contaminants to a well that spread waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are at a higher risk of contamination, according to a DNR press release. More information on testing and decontamination can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers avoid the sweep. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers avoided being swept at home by the Nationals with a 9-3 win yesterday. Shortstop Willy Adames did his part. Four hits, four RBI, including a two-run home run shot in the eighth, heading into the All-Star break.
We're always going to compete. We're not going to give up. And, you know, that's what we've been doing the whole year, and we're not going to stop now. You know, we're going to the second half now with the right mindset. So now we have to, you know, keep doing what we've been doing and, you know, just try to be better.
The MLB draft continues to today. So far, the Brewers have selected four players, including outfielder Braylon Payne of Texas. NBA, summer games in Vegas. The Bucks losing to the Cavaliers 112-81. Assistant Pete Dominguez is coaching the team and talked about what they need to work on.
Mainly the controllable stuff like our effort in transition, right? Our ball movement, playing with the pass. I think that got away from us early, and we just weren't able to ever kind of get back to playing the basketball that we had in camp.
That's Bucks coach Pete Dominguez with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars and a few clouds around in the overnight. Lower 50s by daybreak. We'll have light winds. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. There will be a slim chance of showers. Tuesday night, a few clouds and upper 40s. Currently 59 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. Just to give you a quick recap of what's going on, the Republican convention, the RNC convention, is opening in Milwaukee any minute now. I think it's probably already rolling along. Donald Trump has announced, or at least the word is that he has announced, I'm not seeing a formal announcement, but Drudge and others are reporting that he's going to announce his VP candidate this afternoon or this evening. We'll see. It would make sense, but we'll see. Trump and the GOP are going to using this assassination attempt against him as an opportunity to demonize Democrats, which I think is sad and unfortunate, particularly because a lot of Democrats are going, oh, okay, I guess we better shut up. A judge down in Florida, Aileen Cannon, has dismissed all charges against Donald Trump for stealing thousands of classified and top secret documents from the White House and then leaving them laying around in unlocked storage rooms where the spies and hustlers who visit Mar-a-Lago can steal them anytime they want. And his Secretary of Retribution has been appointed, and he says he's going to execute Democrats via swatting them. 350 people, he says, he's got targeted for swatting. So it's getting weird out there. So all that said, what's on your mind? Let's pick up your calls here today. We've got a lot to process. I've been gone for 2 weeks. I've missed you. It's great to be back and talking with you. And so, you know, what's up? John in Colfax, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, Tom?
Good.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, just a couple of points. And two of the Republican callers that called, do you see their tone? One was very angry that you dare call or compare Trump to Hitler. You dare do that, and there's an undertone of, you heard what I said. I'm going to do violence against you. You heard what I said.
I didn't take it as a threat. I think he's genuinely offended, and he has every right to be. I mean,
my point on that, then don't have your party continue with this violence rhetoric.
Yeah, well, that was my point.
don't come in and tell about, your party is saying, I'm going to shoot, I'm going to...
And don't tell me how you're going to put 11 million people in concentration camps and say, but, right. We got nothing to do with any guy over in Germany who used to do that, too.
And so it frustrated for me that I hear all this rhetoric, the media is buying into it and feeding it to everybody because everyone can see it, hear it. And what's concerning to me and frustrating to me is that our Democratic senators and congressmen and congresswomen are not doing anything out there about it. They're not countering that messaging or that narrative, saying that, hey, we're not the ones who are pushing this violence rhetoric. It is your own party that's doing this.
Yep.
So please stop telling us what to do.
Yeah.
This whole both sides-ism, you know, everybody needs to tone down the rhetoric. No, everybody doesn't need to tone down the rhetoric. The Republicans need to tone down the rhetoric.
Well, it's only one-sided, and yeah. It's coming from their side. And it needs to be pointed out to the big bully is that, no, you're the bully. Don't try to say that we are. You are the bully, and you need to stop the rhetoric.
Yeah.
You need to apologize to the American people about, hey, we're going to have guns in everybody's hands. Hey, we're going to shoot the president. Hey, we're going to try to hang Pelosi. That's the messaging that is coming from your party. And
from the Republican
thing
party.
That the,
not my party.
Yeah, the Republican Party.
Yeah.
They are good at that singular message.
Yep.
Every last one of them has that singular message, and they hit that point every time.
Oh, and that singular message that you're going to hear every day this week is going to be Democrats need to shut the F up.
Well, then what is our strategy to deal with that?
To say we're not going to shut up.
Fall in line?
We're not going to stop talking.
Are we going to fall in line like we are now and be in silence and not stand up and say, whoa, no, yep. not today and not tomorrow.
Yep.
You're the one. Fix it.
Yep.
And then come back and talk to us. Let's have a good conversation about what your party won't do anymore moving forward.
No, I get it, John. John, thank you very much. Ed in Chicago. Hey, Ed, what's up?
Yeah, hey, Tom. Last time I talked to you was right after the debate. I think we were both on the same page on that particular day and thought that Biden should step down, but it should be his decision. And if he decides not to step down, we should support him. And I was there for about 2 days, and now I am fully behind President Biden. And I think any talk to is the continued talk to where they, like I saw on Face the Nation this week, they're bringing these reps out. And I'm starting to wonder if there's some dark money behind this. I don't know. But I'm just saying I think we should all get behind him 100%. And as far as what are we going to do, the Daily Coast, If you go to Daily Coast and Google what has Biden done, there's a list that comes up of like three columns of President Biden's accomplishments. That is really, if you print that out and carry it with you, and you can pass that out to people who don't listen to this station, it's there in black and white, everything that he has done.
Yeah, I had a stack of stuff here before I left. I don't know what happened to it. That had a couple of lists of everything he's done, but it apparently got thrown away while I was gone. So
yeah, that one I find that it's just really, like I said, that David Coase in search put in what has Biden done, and that particular list, it's easy to read. It prints it out. It's great.
Yeah.
And as far as what we can do, we all need to be calling every one of our reps and telling them what you've been hearing all morning long. Don't hold back from using the Republicans' own language. I guess these are their words. And listen, I'll be real quicker. There was a tweet from Ron Filipkowski on Democratic Underground, and it reads, "Shot down." He's talking about John McCain, and it says, "Shot down while serving your country, captured, bayoneted, shoulder shadowed by rifle butt, imprisoned, beaten, tortured for 6 years equals not a hero. Nicked in the ear by gunshot during a speech and played golf the next day equals." Warrior of God and hero.
Yeah, I read that.
That's the kind of stuff that we need to tell our reps, the language they should be using all the time, and don't hold back. And like I said, but call your reps. Everybody, all of us that are calling, you should call each one of our reps and let them know that we want to hear them out loud and talking about what the fears of what our country could be facing. I tell you, that last caller who's trying to suggest that there's something wrong with trying to equate Trump with Hitler. I had a top secret clearance in the Army, and I got to tell you, somebody who was taking above top secret clearances home and left them out in an area where anybody could access them, somebody who was responsible for separating women and father babies from women from their mothers and fathers, do you think for one second that if he had the power to do what Hitler had done, he wouldn't? I find that hard to believe. I just look at his past, and to tell me that there's something wrong with equating the two, I just got to think you're being naive.
Well, I think they're both psychopaths, but I'm guessing that we actually are entering a time and an era where those analogies are less productive than they might have been in the past. And instead, I mean, pointing out, Donald Trump says he wants to put 11 million people in concentration camps. He wants to have a federal police force. He wants to suspend our rights. He wants to declare a state of emergency, or a state of insurrection, rather. He wants to use the Insurrection Act, which means that we lose our ability to challenge arrest in court. These are things that fascists in other countries in the past have done.
I don't often use the Hitler analogy, but when it does come up, I don't deny it.
Yeah. I think it's best probably just to talk about policy. I'm taking somewhat to heart my Republican callers.
But everybody, call your reps. Let your reps know that we do not want them to back down.
There you go. Ed, thank you for the call. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. A lot going on in the world here. What's on your mind? I'll be right back with you. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
John is in studio with me right now.
I got banned at Great America for playing whack-a-mole.
What?
So I won 14 times in a row. I still got a picture of it, my son in the back seat, 3 or 4 years old, with just his head sticking out and all these teddy bears.
Here I was going to make this risque joke, and then you throw your son into there. Now I have to keep
Go
it
ahead.
Clean.
Thanks. That's really
You
nice.
Are one master whacker. I'll tell you
Thanks.
That.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable. Really impressive. You Hollywood types.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, metabolism, and blood sugar levels. Do you exercise and watch what you eat, but get frustrated when you don't see results? Your secret weapon for heart health is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is a plant-based supplement from nature, and both Louise and I take it because it works. Superbarine is super convenient. It's just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day, and it helps you do more to support healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and blood sugar levels. Superbarine's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superbarine, plus 15% off. Go to superbarine.com and enter the promo code TOM. That's superberine.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, superberine.com, code TOM. 21 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Lori in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Lori, what's up?
Welcome back, Tom.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It is. It's so good to have you back. I have been watching this pornography all weekend like everybody else. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist or anything. I really don't believe much of anything that Donald Trump says. That's all. Just because he's kind of a liar. He's a showman. He hired actors to cheer him going down the escalator. He hired people to go to Hawaii to get Obama's birth certificate. He could hire people to help this kid shoot at a crowd.
I'm not buying it, Lori. Don't even go there. That's a complete dead end.
But let me go to this. He read a few words. Now, all of the people in the crowd, all of the people were MAGA people. They said he had never had a jumbotron at any of his rallies before.
Yeah.
So Trump turned to the right to look at the jumbotron.
Yeah. No, you got to let it go, Lori. You had a school shooter kid who took a shot at Trump and just nicked him, barely hit him, and that's a bad thing. And it doesn't require a conspiracy theory. It doesn't require an explanation. No, I'm just not going to go there, Lori. I'm sorry. Clyde in Wapton, North Dakota. Am I saying it right, Clyde?
Yes, Wapiton, North Dakota.
Hey, what's up?
Nice to talk to you again, Tom.
Thank you.
You know, it's been thinking, you know, there's a huge security failure with the Secret Service and
apparently the local police.
And the local police,
the perimeter area, and they failed to secure that building.
You know, and Donald Trump's been lax in security. You know, he just doesn't care about it, I don't think, you know. It's the way he stored the records in Mar-a-Lago, and he wanted the magnetometers taken down at the...
Although he stood behind bulletproof glass at that rally in D.C., so it's not like he was laid back.
He feels invulnerable and doesn't think his people are going to hurt him.
That's true.
And I think that might have... His lax senses are... The way he handles security personally might just have blinded his detail.
Possible.
You know, possible. In some ways that they're...
I think it was a failure of the local police, and the Secret Service should have, and I'm sure they will in the future, have at least one person whose only job is to make sure that the local police are doing their job securing the outer perimeter, because the Secret Service handles the inner perimeter, and they subcontract basically the outer perimeter to the local cops. And there was
I mean, we got video of it now. You know, a local person who was, you know, trying to tell the local cops, hey, there's a kid climbing up to the roof there with a gun. And
that went on for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, it did.
It went on for 3 or 4 minutes.
Yeah, and that's pretty weird.
Stuck his head, the cop that stuck his head over the edge of the, she should have been ready to shoot that minute.
Yeah, yeah. But it didn't happen. It didn't happen. But you know, here we are. We just, you know, what are we going to do with it? Clyde, good to hear from you. Thanks for the call.
We learned from our blind spots.
There you go. You're right. You're absolutely right. Good talking to you, Clyde. Jim in Rochester, New York. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good to see you back.
Thank you.
A couple of little things. Everybody's talking about this kid being, you know, a loner and all that. I think he just took his political opinion to the extreme. He decided Donald's got to go because he's a threat not only to the country's government but to the planet. And
see,
I think that was his motive.
That Democratic charity that he gave $15 to 2 years ago is a is a hustle. It's not. They send out emails that have these polls that say, you know, should Donald Trump be impeached? Yes or no? That kind of thing. And it was one of those kind of polls. And then you click on the poll, and it takes you to a page where it's already pre-filled in with a small amount of money to just try to get you in their clutches. And he canceled his subscription to them, or his, you know, he unsubscribed from them 2 years ago. And he was wearing a T-shirt promoting a major YouTube site that's got 11 million viewers that's all about guns and explosives. And, you know, and his friends and neighbors characterized him as conservative. So, but I don't think this is about politics. I really don't. I think this kid perfectly matches the profile of a school shooter. The bullied loner who wants to die. He's depressed. He wants to kill himself. He wants to commit suicide, but he wants to do it in a way where he takes a bunch of other people with him and he goes out in a blaze of glory. And I think he would have been shooting up the school there in New Bethel if Donald Trump hadn't come to town and presented a more, you know, a high profile target. I could be wrong.
You have a solid point there. Yeah. The other thing I was curious about, and you'd know more about this than any of us, I suppose, how do we get rid of Judge Cannon? There's got to be a way to get her off the
bench. Jack Smith is going to, you know, appeal this decision. I mean, he'd be crazy not to, and they'll probably assign it to another judge. I would bet you if Donald Trump gets elected president that next year Clarence Thomas and Sam Alito will resign and Aileen Cannon will be on the Supreme Court. I would bet $50 on that right
Lord.
Now. Yeah.
Oh boy.
I'm with you.
I don't want to see that.
Well, see, they don't want, you know, thoughtful jurists. They want yes men and women, and that's what she is.
Exactly. So,
Jim, I gotta run, but thanks for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We're picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. Be back with you on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people on both sides of the aisle get their news. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completed. completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Declaring his appointment illegal, a Trump-appointed federal judge threw out special counsel Jack Smith's classified documents case against former President Trump. Jack Smith says he will appeal.
Even though Trump's lawyers obviously have argued all these motions to dismiss, they knew that the charges that Trump was facing there were really bad. The only way out of this was for Trump to win re-election or for the judge to just throw this out. So they certainly got what they wanted, a massive victory.
ABC's Catherine Falders. Some previous questionable rulings by the judge have been overturned on appeal. He has a running mate, the former president tapping Ohio freshman Senator J.D. Vance as his vice presidential candidate. The venture capitalist wrote Hillbilly Elegy. More than 300,000 homes and businesses in Chicago without lights and air conditioning after widespread severe weather, including multiple tornadoes. No word on injuries. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Trump finally has a running mate. He announced Monday that 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be his vice presidential candidate in November. Vance was elected to the Senate in 2022. He is known for his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, published in 2016. Despite being the target of an assassination attempt on Saturday, Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention and plans to speak on Thursday. Governor Evers announced Monday that the state is awarding $1.3 million in grants to Wisconsin's coastal communities. Evers posted on X that the money will be distributed through the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program to 31 projects across the state, aiming to restore coastal habitats and prevent pollution. Evers said that the Great Lakes are a vital natural resource whose importance to Wisconsin's culture, economy, and history can't be overstated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Animated films continue to save this summer's box office. Despicable Me 4 enjoyed its second week at the top with a theater haul of $44 million. Inside Out 2 continues to have legs as well with a $20 million take in its fifth weekend in theaters. Inside Out 2 has become the top grossing Pixar film of all time and still has a shot at being the top grossing animated film of all time. And speaking of legs, Long Legs came in second place with a take of $22 million. The Nicolas Cage film is an FBI procedural about a serial killer and not only took in much more than expected, it scored the biggest opening weekend for an independent film in the genre in over a decade. Rounding out the top five for last weekend were A Quiet Place Day One with a $12 million haul and the Channing Tatum Scarlett Johansson film Fly Me to the Moon, which came in fifth place with a $10 million gross. The film got mediocre reviews from critics, but high marks from audiences. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars at a few clouds around in the overnight. Lower 50s by daybreak. We'll have light winds. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Tuesday with highs in the mid-70s. There will be a slim chance of showers. Tuesday night, a few clouds and upper 40s. It's 60 at our studios.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention. We will discuss the vice presidential pick. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's at the end, or enter the code Hartman before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman and going to cookunity.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tom, welcome back. Yes, you're a historian, so you'll appreciate this. You know, President Trump at the last second turns his head and gets clipped in the ear instead of being shot in the head and killed. And you mentioned the plot against Hitler 80 years ago this month.
This week.
Yeah, right. Colonel von Stauffenberg had managed to get himself placed right next to Hitler, and he put the bomb at Hitler's feet, and he also arranged to be called out of the conference to accept a call so he wouldn't be in there for the blast. Mm-hmm. And while he was gone, another officer found that bomb blocked his access to the conference table, so he moved to the other side of that oak partition. So instead of you know, getting the full blast of the bomb and being killed, Hitler was saved by a mere chance of fate.
Yeah. Yeah, and he the only injury he suffered was to his ear, apparently.
Yeah, right.
He was deaf for the rest of his life in his left ear.
But yeah, it's ironic that a simple thing like moving a bomb like that prevented Hitler from being taken out.
Yep, you're right, George. It's an amazing story. And then his revenge. I mean, the two things that came out of that. Number one, his revenge was just horrible. I mean, he had all his guys like tortured and. And apparently, strung them up by piano wire. Watched them being tortured.
Yeah, he gleefully watched and filmed it.
Yeah, and then after that, apparently that was kind of a turning point for Hitler, because after that he appeared to believe that there was nothing he could do wrong. That literally everything he did had been ordained by God, because God had saved him, for his moment of destiny and history and all that kind of thing. And it's pretty wild, and I hope that Donald Trump doesn't start thinking that way. I
hope not either. I don't want any messianic complex or anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, one quick thing. You've seen the German World War II Nazi belt buckles, right?
Oh, yeah. Gott mit uns.
Yeah, Gott mit uns, God with us, so Hitler thought that.
Yep. Yeah, or at least he said that. I think he actually thought that. I suspect that, I mean, you know, he had grown up in a fairly religious world at that time. I don't think Trump believes any of that stuff. I think Trump is a...
Yeah, just for political show.
Although maybe this made him a believer. Who knows? But
well, keep up the good work, Tom, and welcome back. And Jefferson did an excellent job filling in for you.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, George. I'm very grateful to him for doing so. It's hard to find people who are... who can do this job? It's it seem easy, and he's been around radio for quite a while and around politics for a long time, and I really appreciate him showing up. So, George, thank you, thanks for the kind words.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Good talking to you, Sandra in Rockport, Texas. Hey, Sandra, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Welcome back. Appreciate you taking my call. I had a quick question, and I actually kept waiting for someone else to ask it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering, with the ruling by Aileen Cannon in Florida, with the special prosecutor and everything, will this mean that Hunter Biden can be thrown out? I mean, that trial can be thrown out?
If Trump takes this to the Supreme Court, and if the Supreme Court rules in Trump's favor and says special prosecutors are illegal,
then Hunter Biden would have the basis to appeal whatever happens. His case is still in process, and I suspect it's unlikely he's going to serve jail time for committing a crime that apparently at least 13 million other Americans have committed, you know, filling out that form wrong. But there's also the tax case down in Texas that's going to be litigated soon. But it would be a year or two down the road. I mean, what Eileen Cannon did was two things. She number one, timed this perfectly for the start of the RNC, and number two, she gave Trump the gift of, you know, at least a year's worth of appeals, and maybe two.
Oh, absolutely, which is what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah, because he clearly committed those crimes. I mean, he clearly stole those documents and then tried to conceal them and tried to obstruct justice, tried to lie to the FBI about it. Had engaged in a conspiracy with two of his employees around it. The criminal activity is fairly obvious. So,
Sandra,
right. Sandra, right. Thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, how are your knees doing?
A lot better, Tom. Thank you for asking. Welcome home.
Thank you.
I just wonder how long it's going to take before Trump tries to monetize what's happened to him, you know.
He sent out a fundraiser last night.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see the dinner plates with him holding his fist up, his ear bloody.
Yeah. They're already selling them. They're selling T-shirts online. I saw them being advertised on Twitter this morning, or on X, of a T-shirt with him, you know, with his fist in the air with the bloody ear. And underneath, I think it said fight, 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 or something like that. But, yeah, they're already doing it.
All right. Yeah, just... I think he's going to beat it like a rented mule.
You mean Trump is going to exploit the injury?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be crazy not to, frankly. He should. I think, you know, what's the old phrase? Give the devil their due, or his due. I think we can't just, you know, constantly criticize Donald Trump for simply existing. We need to talk about the policies, you know, his support of ending abortion rights in the United States, his support of the Christian nationalist movement that wants to end birth control in the United States and put women back. We had last week a Republican congressman who said that women need to go back to 1960. Well, in 1960, women couldn't get credit cards. They couldn't sign a mortgage without a man, you know, without a man's signature, father, son, or brother. And it's like those are the things that I think we need to be pointing out, you know, that he says he wants to build concentration camps and put 11 million people in them. He wants to privatize Social Security and Medicare. He wants to end public schools in the United States. There's a whole long list of things that are no secret. I mean, they're right up front. He wants to raise taxes on the middle class and lower taxes on the top 1% himself and his buddies.
You seem to be the only one in the media that's actually bringing this to light.
Yeah, well, hopefully I think there's going to be like a 4-day period where it's just going to be weird because the Republican convention is going on, and you're not going to hear a lot of pushback from Democrats because they're all cowed right now by Republicans claiming that, you know, you caused this shooting. They're going to shut up for a couple of days, but we're still 3.5 months, 4 months out from the election. There's still some time.
That's true, and I think you're dead right about that kid, being a possible school shooter.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he matches the profile perfectly. You know, the loner
exactly.
Geek who was bullied and never felt understood and was obsessed with guns and revenge. I think he wanted to die. You know, I mean, you don't take a shot at the President of the United States if you don't want to die. And I think he was fully intending to commit suicide, and this was the way to do it, going out in a blaze of glory. And a bigger blaze of glory than if he had killed 20 kids in the local school, which would have been probably his first plan. And then Trump came to town and he thought, whoa, this is a much better target. So anyway, we'll see.
Thank you. I think you're right on that for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good talking to you, Tom.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Getting better, yeah. Thank you. Todd in Three Rivers, Michigan. Hey, Todd. Been a long time since I've been in Three Rivers, but it's a beautiful little town.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's I've retired out here in the middle of nowhere. It's wonderful. Yeah. I want to take you back to the weekend when it happened. And, you know, I heard all the nonsense and, you know, the breathless coverage for an hour and a half. And I said, okay, fine, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I shut it off until yesterday. And then yesterday afternoon, I turned on MSNBC and my Sirius here in my workshop and listening to it in the background. And all of a sudden, they have this interview, you know, breathless. They go to the, you know, neighborhood where they're the kids, they're doing the investigation in the kids' neighborhood, and they came across a child, a young man, a 22-year-old, that knew this kid.
Right. Went to school.
He said he was bullied.
Yep.
Yes.
Mercilessly, he said. He was constantly bullied by everybody. He had no friends.
Okay. And Tom, what drove me absolutely crazy, and I thank you for bringing it up today because I was going screaming at all of the news programs. And then they go, and let's look at the deeper thing. And they're trying to find out that he was in some sort of video, you know. And it's like, what the heck? Doesn't anybody understand this problem?
Yeah.
This was not
a political assassination. This was a school shooter.
And Tom, yes, but I'm going to take it to one step further. Trump was coming to town. He was going after the biggest bully of them all. He wanted to take down the prime root of all of his bullying, because that was during those years when he was growing up that he felt that, because he was an intellectual, he was by himself.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's entirely possible. You're the third person to call today and suggest
I'm skeptical. Where's the media?
I think the media should, at the very least, be talking about this kid meets the profile of a school shooter. I mean, that profile is well known, right? And whether he felt that Trump was a bully or not, I've said it so many times now, I'm not going to repeat it again. But Todd, thank you for the call. Spot on. 46 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 9:10 a.m. Hayward.
This is a special announcement from Civic Media. Civic Media believes that violence has no place in the political process and stands in stark opposition to the principles of democracy. It stifles constructive dialogue, compromises the integrity of democratic institutions, and threatens the safety of individuals and communities. Democracy thrives on peaceful discourse, mutual respect, and adherence to the rule of law. It's crucial to engage with differing viewpoints respectfully and to avoid the temptation to vilify political opposition. Such vilification only deepens divisions and hampers the collaborative spirit necessary for effective governance. We, both individuals and media organizations, must reaffirm our commitment to the principles of democracy by fostering an environment where ideas can be exchanged peacefully and constructively. By doing so, we allow for a just, inclusive, and democratic society for all.
The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Eric in Bristol, Florida. Hey, Eric, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Hi, Tom. It was great listening to Jefferson for 2 weeks, and it's great to have you back, so it's all great.
Thank you. Glad to hear it.
I was just wondering, you know, I noticed that traumatic experiences tend to either totally change the person or totally solidify who they are. And I don't know which way Donald Trump's going to go with it. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that, what you think's going to happen. And I'm in a bad area, so I'll take the call off the air.
Okay.
Thanks for what you do.
Okay, thank you, Eric. Yeah, I wrote about this today at HartmanReport.com. Ronald Reagan, when he was shot, he came out of the anesthetic at the hospital, woke up in the hospital room, and decided in that moment that he had been given a new lease on life, and he was going to use his life to try to rid the world of nuclear weapons. And he followed through on that. He reached out to Brezhnev immediately. He made a public statement that he wanted to try to end nuclear weapons. This is Ronnie Reagan, you know, the guy we were all afraid was going to start World War III. And he worked with Gorbachev to, you know, reduce tensions between the United States and Russia. And he never blamed Democrats for his being shot. And I think Hinckley's dad was somehow affiliated with the Democrats, although if I recall correctly, Hinckley's dad was also having lunch with George Herbert Walker Bush, I think the day that Reagan got shot, or sometime around that. I never got that story quite straight, and it always seemed very weird to me. But somehow, you know, Hinckley's dad knew the Bush family. But I, you know, the whole conspiracy theory thing just largely didn't happen around it. Reagan dealt with it with dignity, and we don't yet know how Trump is going to deal with this. And I'm not going to prejudge him. I said this morning in my op-ed, I hope he follows Reagan's example. I hope he tries to elevate his rhetoric. I hope he takes this as an opportunity to learn that, you know, when you encourage violence, then, you know, you're putting yourself at risk along with everybody else in the country. I'm not optimistic that that's going to happen, but I'm hopeful. So we'll have to see over the next couple of days. All right. Thanks a lot, Eric. Good talking to you. Jerry in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, welcome back, and thank you for taking my call. I'm just a little frustrated with the Republicans trying to put all of this on Biden and saying that, you know, we should tone down the rhetoric when even after Trump got shot, the first thing out of his mouth was fight, fight, fight.
Or F-U, which is what I think he was actually saying.
No, I'm telling you, it's just that's why they put it on those T-shirts.
Right.
Fight, fight, fight. Yeah. You know, you don't get shot and say F-U because you don't even know where it's coming from.
Oh, I think he was yelling F-U at whoever was shooting at him.
Well, why did they put fight, fight, fight on the T-shirts?
Because they wanted to clean it up.
They
don't put F-U, F-U, F-U on the T-shirt.
I'm sorry?
I think the official version became fight, fight, fight because nobody wants to repeat the F word.
I think the official version was fight, fight, fight going along
with well
it.
It may well be. It may well be. It sure looked to me. His lips. He's saying two words.
Exactly. Watch his lips. If you watch his lips, you can tell. And when he raises his fist. You know, you raise your fist in defiance, and you know that I never did take that as an F-U. It was fight, fight, fight. I saw that in the beginning, and I didn't know. And thank you for letting me know that they actually put that on a T-shirt. And this is crazy. How can you expect to unify the country when the first thing out of your mouth is fight? Yeah. But I just wanted—I had to get that off my chest because I get tired of them always. You know, what they do is they put it like, boom, you're the puppet. You know, it's always projecting. They're projecting on the Democrats really what the Republicans have been doing.
Yeah.
So it's just a little frustrating, and I need to get that out, man. That fight, fight, fight is crazy. You don't do that. You don't do that right after you've been shot. It doesn't make sense. You have nobody to fight.
I get it.
But he's trying to,
let me just say,
I think that's pretty relevant.
In Trump's defense, and this is not a phrase I use very often in Trump's defense, but the guy had just been shot. He's entitled to respond however he wants, frankly.
You know what you say? Help.
There you go.
Continue to be defiant.
There you go. Well, I think his personality, he's a defiant personality, and that's what you saw. So, Jerry, I got to move along.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Good talking to you. Roosevelt, Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Miss you, man.
Thank you. I only have 30 seconds, though, Roosevelt. We're to the end of the show here. So.
I'm going to try to run this. The Pied Piper is leading a lot of people down the way. The trick involved in Trump University, the trick involved with Bone Spurs, the trick involved with calling banks institutions as David Morris. His modus operandi is to trick. He took the year 1968 where Robert Kennedy was assassinated, and Tommy Smith and Carlos raised their fist, and he reenacted it so that he could
essentially
pimp people.
Yeah, Roosevelt, thanks a lot. I don't see any conspiracy here. I just see, you know, what happened, I guess, what I think happened. Anyhow, we'll catch up. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow. Thanks so much for being with us. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and stay safe.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday on Up North News Radio, we're joined by Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project to get convention perspective from Republicans who want their party back.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Most of my angst comes from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person comes and says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It didn't infuriate me, but I was kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Delegates to the Republican Convention